Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Timothy Robbins. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 8/13/24, Mr. Robbins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/21/24, there's been no significant change. Period and paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, McNeil. This goes to the Little River Medical Center. On 8/13/24, Mrs. McNeil performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5/9/24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa M. Brizelli, A-M-B-R-O-S-E-L-L-I. This goes to Dr. Tester. On 8/13/24, Mrs. M. Brizelli performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, but normalization of the forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/9/23, there's been some improvement period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Loretta Roshon, R-O-S-H-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8/13/24, Mrs. Roshon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. I'm on the phone. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a response to bronchodilators, but still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/8/24, there's been deterioration. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed. This goes to the Goshen Medical Center on 8/13/24. Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/17/24, there's been some improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Pamela Corneliuson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/13/24, Mrs. Corneliuson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, normalizing airflow with continued reduction of forced vital capacity. Period of paragraph impression, mild restriction with mild reversible airways obstruction. And when compared to a prior study dated 8/10/23, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Sean Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 8/13/24, Mr. Johnson performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 487 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Thomas Rapp, R-A-P-P. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 8/13/24, Mr. Rapp performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 89 meters and stopped the study at 2 minutes and 14 seconds due to dizziness and inability to maintain its balance, period. At that time, the saturation was 96%, period. Hepatograph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.